The fifth agreement is be skeptical, but learn to listen. Be skeptical because most of what you hear isn't true. You know that humans speak with symbols and that symbols aren't the truth. Symbols are only the truth because we agree, not because they are really the truth. But the second half of the agreement is learn to listen, and the reason is simple. When you learn to listen, you understand the meaning of the symbols that people are using. You understand their story, and the communication improves a lot. Then perhaps instead of all the confusion among humans who inhabit the earth, there will be clarity. Once you realize that hardly anything you know through symbols is true, then be skeptical has a much bigger meaning. Be skeptical is masterful because it uses the power of doubt to discern the truth. Whenever you hear a message from yourself or from another artist, simply ask, is it truth or is it not truth? Is it reality or is it a virtual reality? The doubt takes you behind the symbols and makes you responsible for every message you deliver and receive. Why would you want to invest your faith in any message that is not true? By being skeptical, you don't believe every message. You don't put your faith in symbols. And when your faith is not in symbols, your faith is in yourself. Then if faith is believing without a doubt, and doubt is not believing, be skeptical. Don't believe. And what will you not believe? Well, you will not believe all the stories that we artists create with our knowledge. You know that most of our knowledge isn't true. The whole symbology isn't true. So don't believe me, don't believe yourself, and don't believe anybody else. The truth doesn't need you to believe it. The truth simply is, and it survives whether you believe it or not. Lies need you to believe them. If you don't believe lies, they don't survive your skepticism, and they simply disappear. But skepticism can go in two directions. One way is to pretend to be skeptical because you think you're too smart to be gullible. Look at how intelligent I am. I don't believe in anything. This is not skepticism. To be skeptical is not to believe everything you hear, and you don't believe because it's not the truth. That's all. The way to be skeptical is just to be aware that the entire humanity believes in lies. You know that humans distort the truth because we're dreaming, and our dream is just a reflection of the truth. Every artist distorts the truth, but you don't need to judge what somebody says or call that person a liar. All of us tell lies in one way or another, and it's not because we want to lie. It's because of what we believe. It's because of the symbols we learned and the way we are applying all of those symbols. Once you're aware of this, the fifth agreement makes a lot of sense, and it can make a very big difference in your life. People will come to you and tell you their personal story. They'll tell you their point of view, what they believe is truth. But you won't judge if it's truth or if it's not truth. You don't have any judgment, but you do have respect. You listen to the way other people express their symbols, knowing that whatever they say is distorted by their beliefs. You know that what they're telling you is nothing but a story, and you know that because you can feel it. You just know. But you also know when their words come from truth, and you know without words, and that's the main point. Truth or fiction, you don't have to believe anyone's story. You don't have to form an opinion about what someone says. You don't have to express your own opinion. You don't have to agree or disagree. Just listen. The more impeccable a person is with the word, the clearer the message will be. But the words that come from another artist have nothing to do with you. You know that it's nothing personal. You listen and you understand all the words, but the words no longer affect you. You no longer judge what other people say because you understand what they're doing. They're only letting you know what is going on in their virtual world. You already have the awareness that all artists live in their own dream, in their own world. In that world, whatever they perceive is truth for them. And it could be that it's absolutely true for the artists who are expressing their story, but it's not truth for you. The only truth for you is what you perceive in your world. With this awareness, there's nothing to prove to anyone. It's not about being right or wrong. You respect whatever somebody says because it's another artist speaking. Respect is so important. When you learn to listen, you show respect for the other artists. You show respect for their art, for their creation. All artists have the right to create their art in whatever way they want. They have the right to believe whatever they want to believe. They have the right to say whatever they have to say. But if you don't learn to listen, you'll never understand what they're saying. Listening is so important in communication. When you learn to listen, you know exactly what other people want. Once you know what they want, what you do with that information is up to you. You can react or not react. You can agree or disagree with what they say, and that depends on what you want. Just because other people want something, that doesn't mean you have to give them what they want. People are always trying to hook your attention, because through the attention they can download any information. Many times you just don't want that information. You listen, you don't want it, you ignore it, and change directions. But if that information hooks your attention, then you really want to listen to find out if what someone is saying is important to you. Then you can share your point of view if you want to, knowing that it's just a point of view. That's your choice, but the key is to listen. If you don't learn to listen, you'll never understand what I am sharing with you right now. You'll jump to conclusions and react like it's your dream when it's not your dream. When other artists are sharing their dream with you, just be aware that it's their dream. You know what your dream is and what your dream is not. Right now, I'm sharing the way that I perceive the world, the way that I dream, and my stories are truth for me. But I know they're not the real truth, so don't believe me. Whatever I tell you is just my point of view. Of course, from my point of view, I'm sharing the truth with you. I do my best to use words in the most impeccable way so that you can understand what I'm saying, but even if I share an exact copy of the truth with you, I know that you will distort my message as soon as it goes from my mind into yours. You'll hear the message and tell yourself the same message in a completely different way, according to your point of view. Then, perhaps what I say is the truth or not the truth. But perhaps what you believe is not the truth. I'm only one half of the message. You're the other half. I'm responsible for what I say, but I'm not responsible for what you understand. You are responsible for what you understand. You're responsible for whatever you do with what you hear in your head, because you're the one who gives the meaning to every word that you hear. Right now, you're interpreting what I'm saying according to your personal knowledge. You're rearranging the symbols and transforming them in a way that maintains an equilibrium with everything in your belief system. Once you achieve that equilibrium, you may or may not accept my story as the truth. And you can make the assumption that what you're telling yourself is what I intended to say. But it doesn't mean that your assumption is true. You can misinterpret what I say. You can use what you hear to blame me, to blame somebody else, to blame yourself, to blame your religion or philosophy, to be angry with everybody, mainly with yourself. You can also use what you hear to find the truth, to find yourself, to make peace with yourself, and perhaps to change the message that you deliver to yourself. Whatever you do with my words is up to you. It's your dream, and I respect your dream. You don't have to believe me, but if you learn to listen, you can understand what I'm saying. And if the information I'm sharing with you makes sense to you, then you can make it a part of your dream if you want to. You can take whatever works for you and use it to modify your dream. And what doesn't work for you, just ignore. It won't make any difference to me, but it might make a difference to you, because I make the assumption, knowing that it's an assumption, that you want to become a better artist, and that's why you are challenging your own beliefs. Then, be skeptical. Don't believe me, don't believe anybody else, but especially, don't believe yourself. When I say, don't believe yourself, oh my goodness, can you see the implication? Don't believe everything you learned. Not believing yourself is a huge advantage, because most of what you learned is not the truth. Everything you know, your whole reality, is nothing but symbols. But you are not that bunch of symbols that talk in your head. You know that, and that's why you are skeptical and you don't believe yourself. If your beliefs are telling you I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm old, I'm a loser, I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough, I'll never make it, then don't believe yourself because it's not true. These messages are distorted. They're nothing but lies. Once you can see the lies, you don't have to believe them. Use the power of doubt to challenge every message that you deliver to yourself. Is it really true that I'm ugly? Is it really true that I'm not good enough? Is this message real or virtual? Of course it's virtual. None of these messages come from truth, from life. They come from distortions in our knowledge. The truth is, there are no ugly people. There is no good enough or strong enough. There's no universal book of law where any of these judgments are true. These judgments are just agreements that humans make. Can you see the consequences of believing yourself? Believing yourself is one of the worst things you can do because you've been telling yourself lies your whole life. And if you believe all those lies, that's why your dream isn't a pleasant dream. If you believe what you tell yourself, you may use all those symbols that you learned to hurt yourself. Your personal dream may even be pure hell, because believing in lies is how you create your own hell. If you're suffering, it's not because anybody is making you suffer. It's because you obey the tyrant that's ruling your head. When the tyrant obeys you, when there's no longer a judge or a victim in your mind, you won't be suffering any longer. Your tyrant is ruthless. It's always abusing you by using all those symbols against you. It thrives on emotional poison generated by negative emotions. And the way it generates these emotions in you is by judging and giving opinions. Nobody judges you more than you judge yourself. Of course you try to escape from the judgment, the guilt, the rejection, the punishment. But how can you escape from your own thoughts? If you don't like someone, you can walk away. If you don't like yourself, wherever you go, you're still there. You can hide from everybody else, but you cannot hide from your own judgment. It seems as if there's no escape. That's why so many people overeat, take drugs, abuse alcohol, and become addicted to various substances and behaviors. They try to do whatever they can to avoid their own story, to avoid their own creation that's distorting all those symbols in their head. Some people are suffering from so much emotional pain that they decide to take their own lives. That's what lies can do to any of us. The voice of knowledge can become so distorted and create so much self-hate that it kills the human. And all of this is just because we believe all those opinions that we learned over so many years. Just imagine that all your own opinions, plus all the opinions of everybody around you, are like a huge hurricane inside you. Imagine believing all those opinions. Well, if you're skeptical, if you don't believe yourself, if you don't believe anybody else, then none of these opinions can disturb you or throw you off your center. When you have control over your own symbology, you're always centered. You're always relaxed and calm, because the real you makes the choices in your life, not the symbols. When you want to communicate something, you order the symbols, and that is the way they come out of your mouth. You are the artist, and you can arrange the symbols in any way you want, in any direction you want, because all those symbols are at your command. You can use the symbols to ask for what you need, to express what you want, what you don't want. You can express your thoughts, your feelings, your dreams in the most beautiful poetry or prose. But just because you use a language to communicate, it doesn't mean that you believe it. Why do you need to believe what you already know? When you're alone and talking to yourself, it's completely meaningless. What can you tell yourself that you don't already know. If you understand the fifth agreement, you'll see the reason why you don't need to believe what you can see, what you already know without words. The truth doesn't come with words. The truth is silent. It's something that you just know. It's something that you can feel without words, and it's called silent knowledge. Silent knowledge is what you know before you invest your faith in symbols. When you open yourself to the truth and learn to listen, then all the symbols lose their value, and the only thing that remains is the truth. There's nothing to know. There's nothing to justify. What I'm sharing with you isn't easy to understand, and at the same time, it's so simple that it's obvious. In the end, you're going to realize that languages are symbols that are only true because you think they are. And if you put them aside, what remains? The truth. Then you see a chair and you won't know what to call it. But you can sit on it and the truth is there. Matter is truth. Life is truth. Light is truth. Love is truth. The human dream is not truth. But not being truth doesn't mean that it's bad. Being bad is just another concept that is not truth either. Once you realize that you create the whole symbology to communicate with your own kind, then you find out that the symbols are not really good or bad or right or wrong. You make them right or you make them wrong with your beliefs. That is the power of your belief. But the truth is beyond belief. When you go beyond symbols, what you find is a world of perfection, where everyone and everything in creation is perfect. Even the investment of your belief in every word is perfect. Even your anger, your drama, and your lies are perfect. Even the hell that you sometimes live in is perfect, because only perfection exists. Just imagine if you lived your whole life without learning all the lies in your knowledge, without suffering from investing your faith in lies, superstitions, and opinions. You would follow life like the rest of the animals, which means you would keep your innocence your entire life. In the process of domestication, you lose your innocence. But in losing your innocence, you start to search for what you've lost, and this leads you to gain awareness. Once you recover awareness, you become completely responsible for your own evolution, for every choice you make in life. When you are educated by the dream of the planet, you have no choice. You learn so many lies. But maybe it's time to unlearn those lies and relearn how to follow the truth by following your own heart. Unlearning, or what I call undomestication, is a very slow but powerful process. As we said before, every time you take your faith away from a symbol, that power comes back to you, and it keeps coming back to you until finally the entire symbology has no power over you. When you take away the power of every symbol and bring it back to you, the whole dream is powerless. And when all that power has returned to you, you are invincible. Nothing can defeat you. Or perhaps I should say that you can no longer defeat yourself, because it's exactly the same thing. Once you recover all the power you invested in symbols, you don't believe every thought that comes into your head. You don't believe your own story. But you listen to your story, and because you respect your own story, you can enjoy it. When you go to the movies or read a novel, you don't believe it, but you can enjoy it, right? Once you can see the difference between reality and the virtual reality, you know that you can trust reality and you don't have to trust the virtual reality, but you can enjoy both. You can enjoy what is, and you can enjoy what you create. Even though you know your story isn't true, you can create the most beautiful story and you can guide your life through that story. You can create your personal heaven and live in that heaven. And if you can understand other people's stories and they can understand yours, then together you can create the most beautiful dream. But first you need to unlearn a lot. And the fifth agreement is another perfect tool for that. Wherever you go around the world, you'll hear all kinds of opinions and stories from other people. You'll find great storytellers wanting to tell you what you should do with your life. You should do this, you should do that, you should do whatever. Don't believe them. Be skeptical, but learn to listen, and then make your choices. Be responsible for every choice you make in your life. This is your life. It's nobody else's life. And you'll find that it's nobody else's business what you do with your life. For centuries, there have been people who claim to know the will of God and who go around the world preaching goodness and rightness and condemning everybody. For centuries, there have been prophets who predicted big catastrophes in the world. Not that long ago, there were people who predicted that in the year 2000, all the computers would fail and society as we know it would disappear. Some people thought that we would return to the time of the caveman. The day arrived, we celebrated the new century, the new year, and what happened? Nothing happened. Thousands of years ago, just like today, there were prophets who were waiting for the end of the world. At that time, a great master said, "There will be many false prophets who claim to be speaking the word of God. Don't believe." You see, the fifth agreement is not really new. Be skeptical, but learn to listen.